I use that kind of when I look at how high school is.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call the meeting of the House Committee on Rules to order for Tuesday, February 6, 2018. We have not met yet this session, so I'm going to open an organizational meeting for an adoption of committee rules. We need to adopt committee rules before we can do anything. So, Representative McClain.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any changes to the rules from last session?
Madam Chair, Representative McClain, there are no changes other than those to deal with the fact that we are now in a short session.
Okay, meaning the 2018 is substituted for 2017, or is there any substantive changes?
Apologies, Representative McClain, yes, that these are now the 2018 rules rather than the 2017 rules. Other than that, there are no changes.
Excellent. Madam Chair, I move the committee rules be adopted.
Vice Chair McClain has moved the committee rules be adopted. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Rules are adopted. I will close the organizational meeting. I'm going to open a public hearing on HCR 201.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Phil Barnhart. I'm the state representative from House District 11. And relevant to this resolution, I have had the great privilege of working with our legislative revenue officer, Paul Werner, for nearly a decade. As you know, he retired on November 1st after many years, 18 years, as legislative revenue officer. And of course, before that, was employed as the Oregon State Economist and has had a variety of other positions as described in the resolution. It's quite thorough about his bio. I'm not going to repeat it all. I thought it was a very appropriate for the legislature to consider a resolution like this one because Dr. Werner is a very remarkable man, being able to deal with an extremely arcane topic. One that's very is easily politicized, is many provisions of which are hard fought over, and yet he was able to provide useful information to members of both parties, to people in all of the different positions on the different issues in ways that were beneficial and useful for them, for their own political use, and also for the benefit of the state of Oregon and the legislature. And I would like to call him my friend, but I think he also behaved in a very similar way to everyone he came into contact with, regardless of whether their ideas were congruent with his personal belief system or not. The fact is, I still don't know what his personal belief system about taxes is, because he is very, very good at providing, was very good at providing the information we needed in order to consider the bills that were brought forward in the legislature. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I wanted to read two little whereas clauses, which I think describe better than I can what Paul Werner meant to the legislature. He exhibited great knowledge, wisdom, and expertise, while also possessing an ability to explain arcane and complex subjects in an accurate and understandable way. And whereas, despite continued demands and pressures placed on him, Paul Werner met all challenges with gracious, even-handed patience and kindness, of which the Legislative Assembly and all Oregonians have been the fortunate beneficiaries. And then the resolution goes on to say that we extend our congratulations and gratitude for his exemplary leadership and assistance given to the state of Oregon and Oregonians throughout his career. Madam Chair, I'd be perfectly happy to answer any questions, but I hope that the committee will send this resolution onto the floor with a do adopt recommendation.
Thank you. Questions? All right. Thank you, Representative Barnhart. I'm going to close the public hearing and open a work session on HCR 201.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 201 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McClain has moved HCR 201 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. Carrier, Representative Barnhart. I will close the work session. I'm going to open a work session on HCR 206.
Chair, members of the committee, HCR 206 recognizes and honors OSU on the advent of its 150th anniversary. There is neither a fiscal nor a revenue associated with this measure.
Chair Williamson, members of the committee, thank you for giving me the opportunity to testify and for your consideration of Resolution 206. My name is Ed Ray. I'm president of Oregon State University. The university's name's changed a lot. A number of things have changed since our founding in 1868. Our first graduating class consisted of three students in 1870, two men and one woman. We're pretty proud of that, just to give you an idea of where we've gone from there. Last June, we graduated a record 6,807 students. This fall, we enrolled 31,904 students. And also to give you a sense of the composition of our students and how they've changed over time, one thing hasn't changed much. 73% of our undergraduates are Oregonians. We were created as the People's College under the Land-Grant Act. We take seriously our mission to provide a high-quality college educational opportunity for Oregonians and to serve the people of this state and this nation, and to have an impact on its economic prospects. We have 1,122 U.S. veterans among our students, 6,247 first-generation students. 25% of our students are students of color. It's a very diverse, wonderful group of students. This year, past year, we raised $441 million in research grants and contracts for the year. That represented a 31% increase over the previous year, which itself was a record. So we're doing extraordinarily well there. We had Eco Northwest do a study of our economic footprint in 2017. They estimated that it totals about $2.71 billion and contributes almost 30,500 jobs in the state. We're very proud of where we've been able to come. The legislature has been a very important part. The people of Oregon have been a very important part of whatever success we've had. I can guarantee you that that sense of mission, of service, of advancing economic and social progress in this state, of educating first and foremost Oregonians, has been our mission for the last 150 years, and it will be for the next 150 years. And I thank you very much for considering this resolution. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, President Ray. Are there any questions?
Just a comment?
Yes.
Great work. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for your leadership.
Great honor.
All right, with that, I will close the public hearing on HCR 206. Open a work session on HCR 206.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 206 to the floor with the be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 206 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Thank you for that. Any objections? All right, motion passes. Carrier, Representative Rayfield. I will close that work session. We'll have the bill on the floor, I think, the 15th, so bust out your orange ties for that day. I'm going to open a public hearing at HCR 202. Invite up Representative Olson.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 202 recognizes and honors First Lieutenant Frederick E. Picorni, Jr. for his service to this country. There's neither a fiscal nor a revenue impact on this measure.
Thank you. Welcome, Representative Olson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. My name is Andy Olson, State Representative out of the Albany area. And this, honestly, you know, over the years, we've heard quite a few of these. This one here is just with First Lieutenant Frederick Fred Picorni, Jr. The deeper I got into studying about him, and I rarely ever do this two full pages for you, and I never put pictures to it. But this time, I really felt like you needed to kind of get to know and have a face of who this young man was. It was totally incredible. Spent 10 years in the Marine Corps, started as an enlisted man, goes through, gets accepted by the Marine Corps portion of MESEP, and MESEP being the Marine Enlisted Commissioning and Education Program. And he ends up winding up going to OSU during that time period and getting a four-year degree there and then coming out as a second lieutenant. Okay, so that's the framework a little bit. But he was 6'6", played center at Tonopah, Nevada High School. If any of you have ever been through Tonopah, it's out in the middle of nowhere. It's Nye County, Representative Rayfield, okay? So, here's what I want to share with you about him. He was 1 year old, he was born in Oakland, lives with his dad. When he's 1 year old, his mom moves out, and he's never seen his mom from that point on. He didn't get along well with his dad. His dad ended up moving to Tonopah when he was about a sophomore in high school. He was doing, he would have been a freshman. His dad stayed there in a business for about 2 years, wanted to move on to another job across the country. Fred didn't want to. He wanted to stay there. So you know who took him in? His basketball coach and the sheriff of Nye County. This is a pretty incredible story for this kid. I mean, how he overcame a lot of stuff. You know, just, I mean, a credit to our nation as well as to the Marine Corps, as far as I'm concerned. So he entered into the Marine Corps in 1993. He was at the top of his boot camp class. He ended up being eventually stationed at the Naval Submarine Base Bangor in Silverdale, Washington. That's where he met Rochelle, also known as Shelley. 96, they got married, and there's a picture of them down below in the right-hand corner. And then they ended up being accepted and going to OSU because they felt that that was actually the best university for him with an ROTC program. Majored in anthropology and graduated in 2001. During that time period, they had their daughter, Taylor. She would be born at Corvallis Good Samaritan Hospital. And from there, they moved back to, were assigned at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. There, they would purchase their first home together and start their family. In 2003, he was deployed to Iraq with the 1st Battalion, 10th Marine Regiment, serving as an artillery forward observer. On March 23rd, 2003, in the vicinity of An Nusra, Iraq, 2nd Lieutenant McCorney's unit was ambushed. But despite heavy and sustained enemy fire, he showed great courage in expertly directing, coordinating artillery fire from his exposed position before being mortally wounded. He would receive a Silver Star posthumously and also be, it happened that it was 2 years to the date, he also was posthumously promoted to the grade of First Lieutenant. This picture right here, he always wanted to be buried back in Arlington. That's where his great-grandfather was. That's where the great-uncle was from Shelley. I had no idea that she moved from back in Camp Lejeune after his death, it was to Albany. Had no idea because she wanted to be back in the Mid-Valley. No ties here other than that she loved OSU. There you go, Dr. Ritt. Okay. And that's how, you know, simple this one is. But, you know, I would really appreciate you moving this one forward to the House floor.
Excellent. Thank you. Any questions, Representative Olson? Thank you very much for bringing this forward. With that, I will close the hearing on HCR 202. I will open a work session on HCR 202.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 202 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 202 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? there any objections? Not, motion passes. Carrier will be Representative Olson. I will close that work session. We'll open a public hearing on HCR 202. Representative Olson.
207.
207. 207.
Thank you. That's just great. Thank you. Adam, thank you very much. I just want to mention that for the job that you did on both these. Appreciate that. So, Madam Chair, committee members, again, my name is Andy Olson, State Representative out of the Albany area. And this one here is HCR 207, Trooper Ralph D. Bates. I'll just kind of share quickly with him. One of the members, and I'll stop there because I want to tie this in a little bit quickly here. He was born in Long Beach, California on September 26, 1938, graduated from Medford High School in 1956, served for 4 years in the United States Navy, worked in the lumber mill in Medford before joining the Oregon State Police. Became a member of the state police on May 1st, 1963. And after attending recruit school, which back then was only about 3 weeks long, I mean, rather than the 18 weeks today, I mean, he stopped. It just so happened that, well, first of all, he was assigned to the Arlington Patrol Office. And on November 8th, 1963, shortly before 7 p.m., Trooper Bates pulled over a vehicle on Highway 30. Imagine there was an I-84 at the time in the Arlington area for a traffic stop. As he approached the driver pointed a sawed-off 22 rifle at him and shot and killed him. The driver then fled, traveling westbound. He was 24 years old. He had just turned 24 just a month before that. I had been with the state police for only 6 months. But how this all came about for me, for the request on this, was from Galen Chandler. Galen's a retired senior trooper with state police out of the Corvallis office. He was the radio operator, the dispatcher out of the Pendleton patrol office at the time that this went down. He himself had only been on with state police for a year and a half. And he was asking if we could do something like this. So some of the other members who are still alive from the Pendleton office very well may be here for the day in the House for this. So this is one of those that is a sad story. Just appreciate you moving it forward.
Thank you. Any questions? All right. Thank you, Representative Olson. I will close the public hearing on HCR 207. I will open a work session on HCR 207.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 207 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 207 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. Carrier will be Representative Olson. Thank you very much, sir. We'll close that work session. Open a public hearing on HCR 205. Representative McEwen.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 205 recognizes and honors Private First Class Bryce M. Scott for his service to his country. There is neither a fiscal nor revenue impact on this measure.
Thank you.
Chair Williams and members of the committee, I'm honored to be here today to bring you HCR 205 in memory of Private First Class Bryce Scott. My name is Katty McHugh, and I represent House District 9 on the South Coast, Coos Bay to Yahats, and I'm delighted to be here today in honor of this man. I'd like to introduce Mr. Steve Bates, Chair of the Memorials and Remembrances Committee. He, along with his local VFW commander, have been working with the family on bringing this resolution forward. I'm very grateful for their willingness to honor the sacrifice in the family of Private First Class Bryce Scott. And Madam Chair, if you don't mind, I'd like to turn this over to Mr. Bates to introduce HCR 205, as he's much more familiar with this young man as I am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chair Williamson, Vice Chair McLean, Vice Chair Rayfield, and committee members, thank you for hearing this today. I give you a little background. I'm Steve Bates. I'm the chair of the Committee on Memorials and Remembrance, which is affiliated with the Vietnam Veterans of America. On August 31st, 2017, we held a dedication ceremony for the Fallen Hero Memorial signs for the Johnson brothers in Toledo, Oregon. After that ceremony, I was asked to assist VFW Commander Paul Gargis of Florence to honor a fallen son of a friend. Commander Gargis provided some information, and with assistance from Representative Andy Olson's office, we were placed in contact with Representative McCune's office, and here we are. And thank you, Representative McCune, for sponsoring this bill. I did not know PFC Price Scott or his family. His father is Steve Scott, and his mother is Carol Tripp. But as I researched the news stories about PFC Scott, I knew we must honor this soldier and his surviving family. Before you today is House Concurrent Resolution 205, which details PFC Scott's sacrifice for our country. PFC Bryce Scott and two others were working on a security checkpoint in Kandahar Province, Afghanistan, on July 31, 2011, when they were ambushed by 8 insurgents. Subsequently, Private First Class Bryce M. Scott was killed while he came to the aid of one of his fellow soldiers. Because of his sacrifice, I ask that this committee honor PFC Bryce M. Scott and pass this resolution to the House floor with a do-adopt recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions? All right, with that, do you have more, Representative McEwen? Okay, I will close the public hearing on HCR 205. I will open a work session on HCR 205.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 205 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 205 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. Carrier will be Representative McEwen. Close that work session. I will open the public hearing on HCR 209.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 209 recognizes and honors Lance Corporal Brian Paul Bertrand for his service to his country. There is neither a fiscal nor revenue impact on this measure.
Thank you.
Chair Williamson, Vice Chairs McLean and Rayfield, I'm truly honored to be here today to talk to you about a young man named Brian Bertrand. Lance Corporal Brian Paul Bertrand was part of the initial Marine deployment to the Middle East after the September 11th attacks occurred. After 3 months in the field, his team was sent back to the States. But Brian volunteered to stay so another navigator could be home with his family for the Christmas holidays. It was this extension, this voluntary extension of his tour that put him on a plane over Pakistan in early January of 2002. Marine Lance Corporal Brian Paul Bertrand was 23 years old when he died on Wednesday, January 9th, 2002. He died in a military plane crash in Pakistan along with 6 of his fellow Marines. Brian was Oregon's first military casualty of the war against terrorism. Governor Kulongoski arrived in Coos Bay for the memorial and the funeral of Lance Corporal Bertrand to find upward of 1,200 people in attendance in the auditorium at Marshfield High School, which was his alma mater. The news of Brian's military death, of course, when it reached us, shocked our small, tight-knit community. Brian's dad, Mr. Bruce Bertrand, was a social studies teacher at Marshfield High School. His mother was an elementary school teacher. They still live in Coos Bay. They're actually my neighbors. And he has 3 older sisters. He was the little brother. Brian and my son Bradford started first grade together and were childhood friends. They played t-ball together and basketball together, and Bruce was their coach. The memory of the loss of Brian Bertrand remains very fresh in Coos County. Senator Roblin, who was Brian's high school principal and Bruce's boss, and I have considered bringing this resolution forward for several years. But as you can imagine, we were very sensitive to and aware of the memories that this thoughtful but painful process would evoke. But now is the right time. Patty and Bruce are happy to be a part of this during this session. His sisters, Rebecca, Erica, and Tara, and the community who knew and loved Brian, and Senator Roblin and I ask you to join, Senator Roblin to join myself in honoring the Bertrand family and Lance Corporal Brian Bertrand today by passing concurrent resolution 2009 to the floor. Thank you.
Questions? Representative McEwen.
And Chair Williamson, I'd also ask, Representative Esquivel and Mr. Bertrand were high school classmates, and Representative Esquivel would like to co-carry this bill with me, if you don't mind, on the floor.
Great. All right, with that, I will close the public hearing on HCR 209. I will open a work session on HCR 209.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 209 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 209 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion passes. Carriers will be Representative Esquivel and Representative McEwen. We'll close that work session. Thank you. I will open, do we have Representative Noble here? Oh, okay. I will open a public hearing on HCR 203.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 203 recognizes and honors Deputy Thomas Farrell for his service to Oregon. There is a dash one amendment that modifies the contents of the measure. There is neither a fiscal nor revenue impact on the dash one amendment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Williamson and members of the committee. I hope I can make it through this. First, let me back up. My name is Ron Noble. I'm the representative from District 24. And absolutely honored to be able to sit in front of you today to bring this HCR 203 in front of you. My first opportunity to sit in front of you to talk about someone who fell, an officer who fell in the line of duty. And that subject is near and dear to my heart because I've lost friends and acquaintances myself over my career in both cities that I've worked in. So I want to bring HCR 203, Deputy Thomas Farrell, who worked in Tillamook County, and urge you to help me in honoring these officers and recognizing their service to our state. As I mentioned, it's extremely important, I think, that we recognize those men and women who are doing our bidding. And I mean that because their authority and their power and their responsibility only comes because we grant it to them. And then we ask them to do that work. So to lose their life to do what we've asked them to do, to better our communities, to better our state, to save, to help, I think is very much worthy of our recognition. I urge passing of this resolution, and we'll hand over this to Aaron.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you so much for letting me come here today to speak in favor of HCR 203 honoring Deputy Thomas Farrell of Tillamook County. My name is Erin Edlin Cutter. I'm the proud wife of Clackamas County Deputy Jeffrey Cutter. I also serve as a board member for the Clackamas County Peace Officers Benevolent Foundation, and I also am the lead individual for the Oregon Fallen Officer Memorial Highway Sign Program that is through the Oregon Fallen Officer Memorial Fund, which is why I'm here today. Over the last couple months, I've gotten to work with the Farrell family to draft this resolution, and through their sharing of stories of Deputy Farrell, I only thought it would be fair to share a little bit about this man with you today. Deputy Thomas Farrell was born on May 4th, 1939, to James and Mildred Farrell. He had six siblings. He married the love of his life, Kathleen, also known as Kay, on June 13th, 1959, and together they had four children, Teresa, Tammy, Thomas II, and Tracy. He was a veteran, serving 2 years in the U.S. Navy Reserves and 20 years in the U.S. Air Force. He began his career in law enforcement as a Tillamook County Reserve in 1978. He also served as a Tillamook County 911 dispatcher before he became a deputy sheriff with the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office on January 9, 1984. Deputy Farrell loved to hunt and was passionate about fly fishing and enjoying tying his own flies. He cared for a 400-acre farm where he raised beef cattle and baled hay during the summer. He loved spending time with his family and friends, especially his grandchildren. Deputy Farrell was killed in the line of duty on April 22nd, 1987. He was just 47 years old. The law enforcement community makes a promise when a comrade dies in the line of duty. We promise to never forget. And that's a promise that we take very seriously, and we refuse to break it. These highway memorial signs are incredibly important to the families that are left behind. They're one more way for us to remember that officer and the ultimate sacrifice that they paid. It remembers the families and it remembers the legacy that's been left behind. The Oregon Law Enforcement Memorial Fund is proud to purchase the signs honoring, Tillamook County Deputy Thomas Farrell. To eliminate any expense to the state, the agency, or the family. So I urge you to please move HCR 203 to the House floor for consideration. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any questions? All right, thank you. I'm going to close the public hearing on HCR 203. I'm going to open a work session on HCR 203.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 203. Oh, wait a second. I move to adopt the dash one amendments to HCR 203.
Vice Chair McLean has moved the adoption of the dash one amendments. Any discussion? Any objection? Amendments are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 203 as amended to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 203 as amended to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. Carrier will be Representative Noble. We'll close this work session. Open a public hearing on HCR 204.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 204 recognizes and honors Deputy Gil Dayton for his service to Oregon. There is a dash one amendment on this specifying the start date of Deputy Dayton. There is neither a fiscal nor revenue impact on this measure.
Great.
Thank you, Chair Williamson and members of the committee. I again am Ron Noble, State Representative for District 24, and am honored to bring before you HCR 204, honoring Deputy Gil Dayton from Coos County, who was killed in the line of duty. Again, as I had mentioned, I believe this is probably one of the more appropriate things we can do as a legislature to honor those men and women who have died in serving and in doing what we've asked them to do to serve the citizens of our state. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Erin as well.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, again, my name is Erin Edlund Cutter, and I'm here today on behalf of the Oregon Fallen Officer Memorial Fund for the Oregon Fallen Officer Memorial Highway Signs Program. I'd like to share a little bit about Deputy Gil Dayton and what I got to learn about this man from his family and in working with them the last couple months. Deputy Gil Dayton was born on July 29, 1971, to Gil and Colleen Dayton. He had one sibling, his sister Michelle. He had two daughters, Cheyenne, who was 15 at the time of his death, and Jada, who was only 8 years old at the time of his death. Deputy Dayton was a skilled athlete, breaking the state records for both shot put and discus while in high school. He served in law enforcement for 19 years, serving with the Myrtle Point Police Department, North Bend Police Department, Confederate Tribes Police Department, and Reedsport Police Department before being hired on December 20th, 2009 with the Coos County Sheriff's Office. During his law enforcement career, Deputy Dayton held numerous special assignments, including canine handler, a member of the South Coast Interagency Narcotics Team, Accidents Response Team, Emergency Response Team, and Homicide Investigation Team. Deputy Dayton poured his heart and soul into law enforcement. But outside of law enforcement, he enjoyed riding ATVs, target shooting, lake fishing, photography, camping, dancing, coaching his daughter Cheyenne's softball team, and spending time with his family. Deputy Dayton was killed in the line of duty on April 20th, 2015. He was just 43 years old. As stated before, the law enforcement community takes it very seriously when an officer is killed in the line of duty, and we make that promise that we will never forget. We will never forget the officer, we will never forget the family. And these highway memorial signs are so incredibly important, like I said, not only to the families, but they're important to the law enforcement community as well. And that is why the Oregon Law Enforcement Memorial Fund is proud to pay for these signs. That way it does eliminate any expense to the state, their agencies, or the families. So I urge you to move HCR 204 to the House floor for consideration. Thank you again.
Thank you for all your work on these memorials.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
Any questions? All right, I will close the public hearing on HCR 204. I will open a work session on HCR 204.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash one amendments to HCR 204.
Vice Chair McLean has moved to adopt the dash one amendments. Any discussion? Any objection? Amendment adopted.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 204 as amended to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 204 as amended to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? If not, motion passes. Representative Noble will carry. I will close the work session. I will open a public hearing on HCR 210.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 210 recognizes and honors firefighter Ryan Grimaldi for his service to Oregon. There is neither a fiscal nor revenue impact on this measure.
Great, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Chair Williamson and members of the House Rules Committee, for the record, my name is Sherry Malmstrom. I represent Oregon House District 27, which is Beaverton and parts of Southwest Portland. Today, it is my privilege to provide testimony in support of HCR 210, which would honor the life and service of Ryan Grimaldi, a person who I believe embodies the very best of our shared American values. Ryan was a public servant. He dedicated his professional life to keeping his community safe as a firefighter and as an emergency technician. He fought fires in Warm Spring and Eagle Creek, serving to mitigate the damages of one of the most devastating fire seasons in recent memory. More than simply serving in his own community, Ryan volunteered to be deployed to California to assist CAL FIRE in the devastating fires of October of 2017, when local firefighters were being requested to help keep their community safe from those wildfires, for which he and his crew were presented the Distinguished Unit Citation by the Hillsborough Fire Department. Ryan was a leader. He was the type that was willing to step up to a challenge when others stepped aside. He began volunteering with the Clackamas Fire Department in 2004, still while he was a high school student. Later, he joined the Hillsborough Fire Department, and for four years later, Ryan was chosen by his peers to receive the 2015 Hillsborough Firefighter of the Year Award for his service and leadership. He was also the volunteer coordinator for the Hillsborough Fire Department's Toy and Joy program, which works to make sure that all children can celebrate the holiday season with a new toy. Ryan was a friend of my family's, a friend of my community, and a friend of mine. He was welcoming, caring, and full of life. Our community was more when he was with us, and it is less since he has passed. And while no one, no honor, and no act can replace the absence of Ryan from our hearts, HCR 210 gives the Oregon Legislature the opportunity to acknowledge the life and service and passing of an exceptional son of Oregon, a young man that has taught us all that living our values and what it means in practice.
Thank you. Any questions? Right, I will close the public hearing. I will open a work session on HCR 210.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 210 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 210 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. The carrier will be Representative Malmstrom. I will close the work session. I will open a public hearing on HCR 211.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 211 recognizes and honors the life and accomplishments of former State Representative Paul Hanneman. There is neither a fiscal nor revenue impact of this matter.
Great, thank you. Representative Gomberg.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For your record, I'm David Gomberg from House District 10 on the Central Oregon coast. And as you can see, the resolution before you is honoring the life of Paul Hanneman. And as I look around the committee, I believe all of you were on the floor in last May when the announcement was made that Representative Hanneman had passed away, and there was a shudder that went through many of the group. And I stood at that time to point out that if you did not know Representative Hanneman, you certainly would recognize him because he's one of three faces that stares down from us from a portrait in the House lounge of three senior members of the Oregon House. I'm going to be very brief with you today. I just want to say that this memorial recognizes the contributions of a man who served 26 years in our body, 26 years, that the measure is sponsored by all of the members of the Coastal Caucus, and that we very much look forward to celebrating the remarkable achievements of Representative Hanneman when this measure comes to the floor. Just a personal note, I worked in the Capitol fresh out of graduate school in the 1980s, and it was an honor to be on the floor when Paul Hanneman himself was in the middle of his 26-year tenure. And one of the great honors of my service after becoming elected was to renew my friendship with him when it was my opportunity to be his representative. So I look forward to this measure moving forward, and I ask for your positive support.
Thank you. Questions? All right, with that, I will close the public hearing on HCR 211, open a work session on HCR 211.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 211 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved HCR 211 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Not. Motion passes. Carrier Representative Gomberg. I will close the work session.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, committee.
Oh, thank you. HCR 211. I'm going to open a work session for the purpose of introducing committee measures. This is a reminder to the committee that voting to introduce a committee measure does not indicate your support of the underlying measure. Do you want to make this motion, Mike? You want?
No. Have you, or do we need to say what they are?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, there are six legislative concepts before you today. There is legislative concept 96 relating to specified infectious disease vaccines coming to us at the request of former Representative Jody Hack. There is LC 251, allowing a county to pay for postage for a ballot at the request of Representative Williamson. LC 258, allowing IAP investment discretion to individual members at the request of Representative Williamson. LC 260, creating the Family and Medical Leave Insurance Program at the request of Representative Williamson. LC 271, honoring Representative Bob Jensen at the request of Representative Barreto. And LC 276, honoring former Speaker Vera Katz at the request of Representative Williamson.
Madam Chair, I move the following legislative concepts be introduced as committee measures LC 96, 251, 258, 260, 271, 276.
Vice Chair McLean has moved the following legislative concepts be adopted as committee measures LC 96, 251, 258, 260, 271, 276. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I want to thank you and our committee analysts for disclosing the origin of the committee bills. I think that's something we should adopt as a House rule, but the fact that we practice it here in the Rules Committee, I commend you for that. Knowing the source of committee bills, whose idea it is, I think is important for transparency. Second of all, obviously we may differ on how we may ultimately vote on the bill, but it's been to allow things to move forward, and in the absence of Representative Holvey, I would urge us all just to support this motion and close the hearing for the day.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
No.
Nothing to add. Nothing he said at all. Yes. All right. Is there any objection? With that, we will adopt the legislative concepts, and I will close that work session. Is there any other business for the day?
Madam Chair, no, there is not.
Thank you. With that, I will close the hearing.